外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はカナダ出身のテシアと
ウクライナ出身のマリアと
イランの出身のモナです。
今月のテーマは正しくつながるです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Maria and I'm from Ukraine.
And my name is Mona and I'm from Iran.
Our topic today is making new friends and navigating social situations. It's finally spring! Yay!
Yay!
In Japan, April is when a lot of people start a new chapter in life, whether it be going to a new school or they might be starting a new job. So, well, a lot of times a new start means getting along with new people and meeting people for the first time, which some people might find very exciting. They enjoy it, whereas others might dread it. And, you know, knowing many people can be beneficial, but juggling social relationships can also be difficult at times. So today, we'll be talking with our guests about their thoughts on friendships and the importance of community. All right, so welcome to the program. Hello, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Let me just start off by asking everyone, are you good at making new friends? Do you like talking to new people? Or do you not really enjoy it?
Okay.
Let's start with Maria.
I'm okay with talking to new people, especially when strangers start to talk first.
Okay.
But I'm very bad at making friends. I don't know, maybe that's because of my terrible personality.
Oh, no, no.
And being a Ukrainian, because it's like two sides of one medal. Ukrainians are such, you know, caring abusers. When we meet new people, we like them, we start.
Yeah.
Like giving them presents and caring about them and, you know, congratulate on all the holidays and like being like too much. Sometimes people just got tired. But oh, actually,
I need a Ukrainian friend now.
Let's be friends. You know, sometimes for people from other countries and other cultures, it can be, you know, tiring, or they just start suffocating a little because there is too much of Maria-san and nobody wants it anymore. And sometimes I just end up in some toxic friendships, or people just disappear because, no, Maria-san, please, let us leave freely,
oh, no.
Please.
Let That's us go. A shame. But I think, again, like when you said balance is really important, and everyone kind of has a different personality, right? So figuring what's good for you and what's good for the other person can be really difficult at times, definitely. What about you, Mona? Are you good at making friends?
Really a tricky question. But now I see that the Ukrainian people are on the other level of friendship, I think.
Yeah.
We are dangerous.
Yeah. I like that. Well, personally, I think it really depends on the situation. Like, just a few weeks ago, there was an conference at university, and there, it was so easy for me to go to people and start talking to them and making friends with them, because there were lots of people with the same ideas, with the same viewpoints. We shared common knowledge and interests. So it was really exciting for me to go to them and know more about them. However, when it comes to like approaching someone that I haven't met before, like strangers on the train, to start talking to them, or if you randomly run to someone at a meeting or a party, then I think it's really complicated for me. I think in that case, I always believe that, well, other people have their personal space, their privacy, and if I go and talk to them, then I disrespect that privacy. So I really avoided that situation.
Yeah, like you don't want to kind of get into someone else's personal space.
Yes, right? Exactly.
I see.
Because I think that maybe that time, during that time, they are enjoying their me time. So that's the only reason, I think. Otherwise, I think I can be good at making friends. But still, it is hard for me to start the conversation with someone. Yes.
I see. That's so interesting. Like, because what it sounds like to me is that you two have the opposite problem. Like, one of you have trouble understanding when it's too much, and the other person is like afraid to get involved with like other people because you don't want to like go into the other person's space.
Exactly.
That's so funny. Like, if we add the two of you together and divide by half, I think we'll get like a normal person. I think a lot of it would have to do probably with like just the social environment or like the culture that you grow up in. Because I know for myself, like I grew up in North America, and it's very normal to talk to someone on the street actually. So you'll see someone walking their dog and you're like, hey, nice dog, very cute, what's your name? But like to actually sit down and become friends and maintain a friendship, it's like a lot more difficult.
And well, actually, we don't have a culture of small talk in Spain.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So
if we start talking, it's going to be a long talk about families, you know. And when you first meet a Ukrainian, you might think that this is the grumpiest person you've ever met. But if you know a person a little, you start just giving them some jars of jams, and pickles, and some candies, and some fresh vegetables from your garden, and everything you have, the last short, please take it, because I think you need it. Ukrainian friend, if you have, you know, some problems with boundaries.
I see that, now that you're talking that way, I can see that Iranian people are really close that way too. Like, so similar, the way that they react to even neighbors, for example. They make lots of, whenever we have newcomer or a new neighbor in the neighborhood, we just make everything that she or he might need because they are in the new house. So it's gonna be maybe hard for them to have everything settled. So we make food or even some kind of objects like soap, for example, or these things, and we give them to the neighbor. That's really the thing that I think with the Ukrainian people, it's the same.
I think it's good though, because in terms of, for example, especially for expats or people living in a foreign country, like to have people like that around you makes having a community more easy.
Exactly.
Versus like, I feel like because in Japan, people usually kind of, they're really reserved. They don't really go out of their way to socialize with other folks. Like, it can get really lonely sometimes. Especially when, like, you know, some people are afraid to talk to people who are not Japanese. But then, like, by having friends or people in your community that are, like, so caring for you and, like, looking out for you, always trying to give you stuff, like, it makes you feel more at home, right?
I just cannot help it. Giving people some stuff.
It's in your blood. Yeah. Well, speaking of which, are there any things that you started doing or avoid, like, doing when you're making new friends in Japan?
Sometimes I just... people are nice to me and I start like telling everything about myself, and then I understand like, oh my god, we're not going to meet anymore. They just, okay, Maria-san, see you never.
Oh gee. Oversharing, definitely, that's something to watch out for. Yeah,
that was a good point, oversharing. I believe that whenever I want to make friends, first thing that I really avoid doing is asking too much personal questions or kind of like tricky questions, like about religion, political viewpoints, or even just talking negatively about someone's appearance. Like, these things I really avoid because I know that it's gonna have really negative impact on the other person as well. But what I do my best is making appropriate eye contact, which I'm really struggling with, and I have a problem right now even. And I think maybe sometimes it is common with Japanese people not to look straight into your eyes at all. So when I'm talking to them and they are not looking, I'm like, is it not that much interesting what I'm saying, or am I making any mistakes?
Yeah, like cultural appropriate non-verbal communication.
Yes,
definitely.
Exactly.
Well, we already talked a little bit about that earlier on, but do you think it's better to have a lot of friends, or do you think it's better to have fewer friends but that you're really close to?
I've got like two or three maybe close friends, and I don't feel like I need any more actually, because it's hard to find someone new and who is like on the same page with you and on the same side of history in my case, because you know, sometimes just people have different points of views on certain obstacles and topics. And also on the other hand, we have this social friends, like the ones that you meet on the apps, or which is, I don't know if it's good or bad, I don't want to judge that, but I just mean that the way that people these days makes friends is totally different than maybe my age. Maybe I'm a boomer. But I think there is no problem with having as many friends as you want, unless you take the responsibility of them. We need to make time for them, we need to spend time with them. But are we able to make that much time with all of them?
Yeah, again, at the end of the day, it comes down to what type of person you are, right?
Yeah.
Like, so lastly, I just wanted to conclude with a question. Like, has, you know, being connected or having friends and helped you in any way during your time in Japan?
When I came to Sendai, I really struggled with having a community. But then I just happened to meet like a couple of friends, or just people who had the same interests. Like, it's not like strong and, you know, a deep friendship, but at least we have like similar interests and we can talk about this topic. And I find it like really great. If you want my advice, just find somebody who has the same interests as you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's really solid advice. Thank you, Maria.
Well, definitely the connections that I made here helped me a lot. Sometimes it's not just helping when you need something, so then your friend helps you. Sometimes it's just mental help. Mm. Like when you're struggling, you feel so lonely here. So as a result, just having someone that you can share this loneliness and be sure that, okay, they are there for me, they can help me even by talking to them. That's a lot of things. That's a very big help.
Very good point. Humans are social creatures, so
of course
we have to be in a community of some sort.
Yeah,
so like,
even if we want to be lonely, at the end we need.
Yeah, if you just isolate yourself totally from society, you'll go crazy. So yeah, don't do that, kids.
Yeah, get out.
Yeah, go touch up your ass and like go talk to some oji-san or boss on the park or something. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia is currently providing a grant for projects by community organizations that are promoting international exchange, international cooperation, cross-cultural understanding, or multiculturalism. The second application phase for the 2025 grant runs from May 1st, Thursday, until May 31st, which is a Saturday. And to be eligible for the grant, you must be a nonprofit organization that is mainly active within Sendai City. And over half of your membership must either live, work, or study in Sendai. The grant is also limited to projects that will be run during the period from July 2025 to March of 2026, and the maximum amount available through the grant is 100,000 yen. Please note that the maximum amount available will differ based on the scale and running cost of the event. Those considering applying, please contact us through email at koksaika@sentia-sendai.jp or give us a call at 022-268-6260. For more details, you can go to the Sentia website. We look forward to receiving your application. And that is it for our program this month. See you again soon. Bye!
Bye!